I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. South by Southwest is officially over, but the effects of the tragic March 13th crash continue to linger. A third victim has died from injuries sustained when a driver plowed through barricades on Red River Thursday morning, injuring 23 and killing two others. Our sister station continues to provide coverage on the Red River crash at KUT 90.5 and KUT.org. Several people remain hospitalized here in Austin. One patient, 18-year-old Mason Andres, suffered several major injuries, including a cervical spine fracture. But as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, Andres said the pain seemed to melt away this weekend when she received a big surprise. Andres' favorite band, Jared and the Mill, showed up at her bedside. The band played several songs for her before heading back to their home in Phoenix. It's unsure how much longer Andres will remain hospitalized, but the high school senior still says that nothing will keep her away from attending South by Southwest in the future. If you were at the South by Southwest Music Festival, you may have seen the street art, and a blonde pixie haircut appeared on downtown public spaces. The graphics signaled a forthcoming album from the famously reclusive pop siren Sia. This will be her first studio album in about 4 years, but Sia has kept busy writing some of the biggest pop songs in the world for artists like Rihanna and Flo Rida. Now Sia has unveiled her own single, the Caribbean-tinged and soaring Chandelier. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.